Hi there. The word for you today is, you'll ask God to bless them. In Ephesians 5 verse 2, the Bible says, walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. Now, walking in love and forgiveness is difficult on several fronts. Here are three that come to mind. First, it goes against our carnal nature. Number two, there's a chance others may never know you forgave the offense. And three, your heart could break as you watch God bless your offender in answer to your prayers, just as if they'd never sinned against you in the first place. John Calvin pointed out that praying like this is, quote, exceedingly difficult, and the early church theologian John Chrysostom called it, and I quote, the highest summit of self-control. The Bible says Job's sufferings ended and his prosperity was restored once he was able to pray for those who'd become a thorn in his sight. When you pray this way, you put into practice the words of Jesus in his famous Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 44. Love your enemies, he said. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. That's a high standard, but you know what? It's Christ's standard for you and me. Maybe you're wondering how anybody could possibly live that way. Well, look at the life and death of Stephen, who was the first Christian martyr. Even while his enemies were stoning him, he prayed in Acts 7 verse 60, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Therein lay one of the secrets of Stephen's great effectiveness in ministry. Look, true forgiveness is the medicine that heals our own deepest wounds. It closes the door on the past, gives you grace and motivation to move forward and enjoy the life that God wants you to live. Okay? That's the word for you today.